Bueno, familia, aquí un poquito de humor y a ver si hacemos conciencia.
Si tienes fiebre y tos y todo esto te pasa, puede ser coronavirus, quédate en tu puta casa. Si tienes fiebre y tos y todo esto te pasa, puede ser coronavirus, quédate en tu puta casa. Respeta el toque de queda, ya cerraron hasta plaza. No hay beauty, uña, piscina, quédate en tu puta casa. Y si te fuiste de viaje, mira la regla, repasa. Puedes estar infectado, quédate en tu puta casa. Si estabas en un crucero y a Puerto Rico haces llegada, arranca para tu pueblo, quédate en tu puta casa. Y si llegas en avión y por Europa tú estabas, vete, ponte en cuarentena, quédate en tu puta casa. Hay que cuidar nuestro viejo, deja que pase semana, que habrá tiempo para verlo si te quedas en tu casa. Cuando pase todo esto, va a reinar la esperanza, si sigues las instrucciones y te quedas en tu casa. Si tienes fiebre y tos y todo esto te pasa, puede ser coronavirus, quédate en tu puta casa.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Saludos nuestra gente and welcome to our latest episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Maria Isa, along with my co-host, Jessica Lopez Lyman, and we're two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana, a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We are here to create a dialogue focused on Latinx opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment, and a music playlist asazonado with Latinx contemporary, alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos, afro-Latinx, y más. ¿Cómo está mi gente? Latina Theory, episode, the pandemic. Maria Isa here with co-host
Jessica Lopez Lyman.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, I feel like that's becoming such a loaded question these days, you know?
Right?
How are you holding up?
Man, you know, chill as can be. I think today was more of like, you know, let's get this podcast rolling again. Just to have some momentum, because I'm actually doing all right. I'm doing better than others, I should say. I got a baby who's going to be 1 year old in a week, so she keeps us entertained and occupied and focused.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to have my first one-year-old virtual birthday party experience.
Girl, that is if you are not delivering. You're 37 weeks. How are you feeling?
I'm good for the most part, you know. I feel like we have a really good support system around us, family or friends. Shout out to our doula, Mama Sin Vergüenza, her business, our midwife, Jennifer Almanza, who works at the U of M. So I think we have a great team. What's been the hardest is with the pandemic, so many things are unknown.
Yeah.
So, for example, a few weeks ago, hospitals in New York were not allowing any support person.
Yeah.
And pregnant people had to go deliver by themselves.
Ugh.
And, you know, we knew a few weeks ago, we got a call from the hospital saying we couldn't have our doula. We both wanted our moms to be there in the birth room. We got a call saying that they couldn't be. So I was like, all right, you know, I adapted to that. But then when I heard that possibly, like, my partner couldn't be there.
Yeah.
And I had to go solo for my first baby. That really freaked me out.
Yeah, when I started hearing the news about that, because, you know, you're pregnant, I'm worried about you, obviously. And then my other friend, Jessica in Chicago, she's pregnant, but she's due in June. But you being so close, you know, it's been on the back of my mind, like when I hear these stories from all over the country about pregnant women who may have to deliver by themselves, depending on the situation. Actually, the Almanac on TPT, they dedicated their Friday night episode to women giving birth in the pandemic. And I know that a few of their producers are actually may have already given labor since then. but were discussing what their virtual visits with their doctors and phone calls have been. How is that? I know you've been talking to your doulas, but also within your check-ins with your own physicians, how has that been?
Yeah, all of that's changed too. You know, beforehand, both my partner and I could go together, and now they've changed it so that I have to go by myself. It was actually really eerie. Last week I went for my checkup, and the clinic, before I even walked in the door, you know, they're like, pass the screening, answer these questions. Then I could go in, they checked me in, and it just so happened that Jamie didn't come with me this time because he was at work. Normally he comes, and I'm glad he didn't because he wouldn't have been allowed in.
Yeah.
So now I have to do all my prenatal visits by myself, and my heart just goes out to those people that are doing their first ultrasound, right? And you want to have that special moment if you have somebody in your life that you're bringing a child into the world with, and you got to do it by yourself.
Man, crazy.
And now they're moving my... you know, weekly visits. I go every other week, and then the in-between weeks we do virtual. So I've just been trying to be really diligent, counting the baby kicks and trying to not let the anxiety or other people's anxiety, right? Because people mean well, but then they're like, oh my God, are you so scared?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not helpful. So yeah, just trying to center and ground myself, knowing that people have given birth in a lot more horrific situations.
Yep.
And I really feel like, you know, this next generation, whatever they end up being called, they're going to be little warrior babies, you know, and already we see it with my niece. I see it with your daughter. There's something really magical about these babies that have been born lately in all of this really intense political
Trumpism.
Climate. Trumpism, exactly.
La trompeta.
Yes, like birthing the next resistors.
Definitely, definitely. We're going to get back and talking a little bit more of how we are managing living in quarantined and stay-at-home time. And we're also going to touch base more with our co-host Jessica about her being 37 weeks pregnant. Almost 38, girl. Wow. Let's put some new music. Jessie Reyes dropped some new material in the midst yes. of everybody, the whole world shut down, being at home. So this is her latest, Love in the Dark.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
We're only humans floating on a rock, but I think that you are made of stardust. Unconditional, you put up with so much. I can never repay the way you love. Back to the sky, we all have to fly back home, back home. The sweetest goodbyes are never with smiles at all. But when our lives are all
goodbyes are never with smiles at all. But when our lives are
Estás escuchando Latina Theory.
You were just listening to Jessie Reyes' song Love in the Dark from her most recent album she dropped this past week called Before Love Came to Kill Us All. I gotta say, that album is, I love it, but it's definitely an album for all the people who are going through breakups right now.
And so you love it, girl?
I know, I'm like trying to vibe out because I really want to love her and the work. And I'm like, I don't relate to any of these songs except Love in the Dark. It's a beautiful piece. So yeah, definitely. If you're going through a breakup, if you got dumped via text or FaceTime or Zoom, plug that album in and, you know, do your healing that way, because it's definitely a breakup piece.
Or here's a good thing. If you are in love and you're booed up, quarantined, and you're trying to learn something new, that's an amazing piano chord. There's some really good, tunes in there, melodies to learn. You could pick up the keyboard, a guitar, learn something new. I know a lot of people have been doing it. They're like, man, we're not a musician, but we've picked up the craft of, you know, learning a new instrument. So
yeah, I definitely have seen people like take language lessons, cooking. I'm trying to right now figure out how to make sourdough bread, which I do not flood the inbox. I know there's a million different podcasts and Zoom videos and Instagram live streams going on, people making bread. It seems to be a thing. Like, apparently yeast is sold out.
Yeah, everywhere. Everything's sold out. The whole world is sold out.
Exactly. I'm like, let me step my tortilla game up first, then I'll move on to some sourdough. But how are you doing? Like, did you, you know, with all, everything you're going with your type 1 diabetes, I know you've been doing a lot of work before in terms of the state.
I'm
going to advocate in front of the legislature, but now what's it like for you on a day-to-day?
You know, it's I'm doing pretty good, you know, just staying on top of the game, right? Got to before the pandemic and even more so now, just eating as healthy as possible. It's pretty convenient that, you know, we have time to be at home to prepare our meals. I'm someone that's so on the go constantly. Like, I think, you know, you are too. We're definitely not, you know, people, what is it, introverts? Just taking time to like, wow, I eat pretty healthy just on a normal basis, you know, and enjoying cooking with my husband. Like, he threw down yesterday, I throw down, we switched, you know, morning, lunch, breakfast. But when it comes to medicine, like, that was my first thing, is as soon as I felt that they were going to shut things down, I mean, obviously pharmacies are open, obviously, but my doctor appointment was canceled for my endocrinologist and my just physical, because if it's not an emergency, they don't want anyone with, you know, any chronic conditions to be exposed. So that's kind of like the light bulb went off in saying I was smart to get some backup insulin, you know. And also, it's difficult to see so many of, like, my peers. I had a friend who, you know, he is undocumented. He can't get access to an emergency prescription, which is horrible. And that was like one of the only times that I've been outside of my house. I did like a curbside drop off of some extra insulin that I was able to receive through the Insulin for All advocacy group. And just to give to him, you know, about a good 2 months supply so that he can stay alive. I mean, he was concerned and his wife was worried, you know. It's normal that we feel these challenges every day, but when you are facing something that, you know, you can get exposed. And if you do get exposed, just like if we get to exposed to any type of virus infection, like the flu, it's hard for us to bounce back on that. And we have to be hospitalized. That's just the reality of it. So doing everything to be conscious and also eating healthy and exercising. You know, my husband's been big on like the yoga at home. I've been doing Pilates at home. Shout out to Tony Trouble, our DJ, who's also owner of Inbalance Studio. Him and his mother, it's a family business. They've been doing virtual Zoom Pilates lessons on Mondays and Wednesdays. So anything that can keep us active and healthy on a regular basis, whether you have a chronic condition or not, it's just important to be extra cautious now.
Absolutely. And I just think, you know, we've been going for walks in the park over Southside, and it's hilarious to me to watch people try to avoid each other.
Yeah.
You know, but it's especially funny because I'm so visibly pregnant. Like, I'm just waddling around the park at this point and like stopping every 100 feet to catch my breath and be like, oh shit. But people really are avoiding me, which I appreciate so much because, you know, they're really like going into the grass, even if it's muddy, and giving me my space. But it just reminds me so much about this distinction between individualistic cultures versus the collective. And, you know, we talk all the time about coming from Latinx communities where familia and collectivity is so central. Think about it in a national and global way,
right?
When they're comparing other countries, I'm like, how can we have a nation like the U.S. where states, I mean, I understand the distinction between federal and state jurisdiction, but you have some governors like the governor of Georgia just now calling for a shelter in place.
Yep.
Saying like, oh, I didn't even know that you could be have no symptoms and still be contagious. Mm-hmm. I just learned that 24 hours ago. So for me, it's just really bringing up a lot about lessons can we learn, not how can we be more productive, but what lessons can we learn in terms of what we need to learn as individuals, as families, as big communities, as a country.
Yeah.
And will we take hold of those and really start to think about the betterment of the collective, you know?
Yeah.
Seeing all those people out on spring break.
Yeah. You know, in reality, just stay your ass at home. You know, park your nalgas. Enjoy. If you're single and you're thinking that, you know, it's the end of the world because you feel sola, like, nah, take this time. Write a book. Write a song. If you have a house full of people and children, plan some activities. You have time. You know what I'm saying? And if you have extra time to shed some positive light and love, send it to the doctors and the essential workers that are still out there.
Absolutely, you know, and I think there's been so much out there trying to reframe shelter in place, give it different story narrative to it. One thing I've been thinking a lot about, though, is people who their home is not the safest place for them to be, whether it's, you know, college students, that it's actually safer for them to be at the dorm, or women who are going through domestic violence, or just people in general, right, experiencing domestic violence. So definitely one of the things I want to say is that a lot of those resources, those places are still open.
Yep.
And they're still doing their work. So definitely if that's your situation, check out what's happening in your local area, or hopefully you have a friend or someone you can reach out to. I know the suicide hotlines are still open as well. So the services for people's mental health and physical health is still there.
Yep. And listen,
definitely makes it a harder time.
Listen, the world ain't just shutting down because it's a conspiracy and all this stuff. Like, nah, people are getting sick and people are just trying to figure out how we can learn how to live with this and stay as safe and healthy as possible. With that, if you feel symptoms, make sure you contact your doctor. Go get help, especially if you're feeling what La Lupe is about to come in singing. We're going to take a little music break. Here's La Lupe with Fever.
Groovy, baby, groovy. Ay. Never know how much I love you. Never know
how much I care. And when you put your arms around me, I get the fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Aye. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody got the fever, that is something you all know. Tener fiebre no es de ahora, hace mucho tiempo que empezó. You give me fever, ay. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, 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 everybody got the fever, that is something you all know. Tener fiebre no es de ahora, hace mucho tiempo que empezó, ay. Hace mucho tiempo que empezó, ay. Hace mucho tiempo que empezó.
The classic La Lupe's rendition of Fever with Tito Puente, the duo, the Nocturious duo. We're back here on the Latina Theory. Maria Isa, Jessica Lopez Lyman on the other line. And we just been talking about how we've been living in this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? That new everybody's life of waking up to saying, what's new with the COVID-19. Jessica, let's think about how this is a perfect time to just talk about curandera remedies, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's one thing I'm so grateful for is whether I'm on social media or talking to the homegirls, you know, everyone's saying, have you been having your, you know, your teas? Are you taking your vitamins, your hierbas, all of that? Lots of fantastic remedios circling around, but I've been collecting kind of a list that have been working for me so far. And the first one is, you know, we can't think we're going to have the same routine that we've always had, but we do need to have, or it's helpful to have some type of routine. So first advice, right? Take a shower, make your bed, change your sheets. It sounds so basic, but I was telling the other homegirl today, I'm like, when's the last time you changed your sheets? You know, like that simple act can just bring new life. And especially with the virus right now, just being really mindful about how you're taking care of your home space. Second, drink water, hot water. Definitely, you know, wanting to stay hydrated. I know a lot of people, especially up here in the north in Minnesota, are being feeling really dry lately.
Yeah.
Their skin and the allergies, all these other things. If you don't hydrate your insides, your outsides will also not be hydrated. The third one, take time to meditate, whatever spiritual practice you have. Remember that our ancestral medicine has carried us through. So light your copal, your sage, boil your cedar, whatever you need to do.
In Hebrew.
Yes, right?
Ginger everything.
Yes. I've been hearing a lot of people saying that they're like fabuloso using that around their whole house. Whatever works for you, that might be your spiritual practice too. The next thing, check in with your people, especially your elders. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about my nana, other folks that live in California are away from me, mm-hmm. but texting them, calling them, thinking about folks that are living by themselves.
Yes.
Go outside if you can. Go for a walk, ride your bike, skateboard. We just got a little snow today, but we still did a quick little walk around the block, you know, just to get some fresh air mm-hmm. and being mindful that you're still away from people. A couple more here. Stop the capitalist mindset of productivity, right? Mm-hmm. Instead, really dig into what brings you joyful rest and renewal. So if you want to learn an instrument, like you're saying, you've been seeing people do it because it brings you joy mm-hmm. and it renews your spirit, your mind, but not because you're like, oh, I have to do this, right? I have to write my novel now because now is the time I said I would. And if I don't, I'm not disciplined. That's just too much of a capitalist logic. And the last one is for those of you that still have an income and it's coming in, support your artist friends, your hairstylists, yes. your barbers, your local mom and pop shops, your restaurants, right?
Yeah.
One of the things you can do, hit up your hairstylist and say, hey, I was going to come, you know, get my grays covered. I'm going to pay you now and hit me back when we can actually be in person together if yep. you have that income. I know there's been a lot of fantastic arts organizations here in the Twin Cities that have been giving away money. They also just started a undocumented fund
yes.
with Unidos Minnesota. Shout out to Amelia and that whole crew of people. So if you have extra income, you know, trying to support folks, every little bit counts.
Yeah, speaking of Unidos Minnesota, and shout out to Amelia and Estefania, homegirls over there, and also Setul was in yes. partnership, and I know Copal, folks at organizations in Minneapolis that have been committed, and even more so during these times, to look out for our workers and our undocumented workers when it comes to their salaries and human rights, right? So shout out to all those that are still putting their efforts to the mission.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just today, the mayor of Minneapolis created a $5 million COVID-19 relief fund for undocumented residents.
Yep, yep.
And that came directly from the organizing of those mujeres that we mentioned, those organizations, council members like Alundra Cano, represented by Aisha Gomez. So just really congratulations to our local gente here and wherever you all in your communities, making sure that we're thinking about the people that oftentimes are forgotten when we get these stimulus packages.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Curandera remedies too, mentally, like turn the news off. I know we need to stay updated and alert, but at the same time, living in fear. We want to be cautious, but we don't want to live in fear because that could also affect our physical being, you know, and make sure that you encourage if you're talking to your folks. I know a lot of our folks are just so stuck on just watching constant news and noticias, which is okay, but give yourself a break. Read a book. I've been downloading a lot of books, things that I haven't been able to catch up to because we don't have time, but now we do. Shout out to the Rita Moreno memoir. I've been super geeked to have time to read that. And just go start a book club with your homegirls, you know, and your homeboys. Make that happen.
I've been just like so excited by how creative people are been, you know, like your baby's birthday coming up.
Yes.
One of the hermanas is having a birthday party on Saturday. It's at 9 p.m., so I'm like, I'll stop by for 5 minutes on Zoom, and then I'm about to go to bed. But thinking about alternative ways to gather. And, you know, at the end, if you're just surviving and living, that in itself is all that needs to happen.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Because some days you feel like all the walls are closing in and being really anxious. And you just have to be kind to yourself at the end of the day. You know, I've definitely had some pretty rough moments through all of this where my mind gets the best of me and I get really overwhelmed. And other days, I just think about all the little things that are happening and find a lot of gratitude.
Yes.
But it's definitely a mixed bag of emotions, that's for sure.
For sure, for sure. We're going to get back into our Latina Theory episode discussing this new world in the COVID-19 pandemic, pandemonium. Let's hear some música from La Isla de Puerto Rico. I love this band, all-female Boricua group out of San Juan. This is Emina with Una Flor.
La misma mierda.
Siempre.
Me voy con el más bueno para ganarle. Ya no hay quien las entienda. Nosotras preparándole el terreno pa' cerrar con broche de oro y no nos echan nadie abono. Si no nos quieren, denos pa' atrás al que rechazó. Pa' mojarnos las hojitas con el lagrimón que le sacó. Es la misma lloraera todo el tiempo. Por más lindo que uno sea, no salen contentos.
Es un triste y corta vida.
Están las flores, estamos claras, pero no sea sangre gorda si tu man te la regala, dígala su macharrán, que no me arranque ni a mí, ni a mis jevas, y los chavos ni se gaste, me hubiera quedado enterrada, esperando a que una abeja en la de ella me polinizara, o mejor aún, si alguien pasa mejor vida, métame en un ramo con todas mis amigas.
Porque yo nací para la felicidad.
Mierda. Me voy con el más bueno pa' ganarle. Ya no hay quien las entienda. Nosotras preparándole el terreno pa' cerrar con broche de oro y no nos echa nadie abono. Si no nos quieren, denos pa' atrás al que rechazó. Pa' mojarnos las hojitas con el lagrimón que le sacó. Es la misma lloraera todo el tiempo. Por más linda que uno sea, no salen contentos.
Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Well, we are going to recap here on our episode some events that took place. Jessica, you mentioned how folks are gathering virtually. I'm throwing my daughter's first birthday, which is next Friday, April 10th. Oh, she turns one. Loisa Rosa turns one already. Holy crap. How fast things move. But, you know, her party was canceled like everybody else's, the hall, everything. And we have decorations and all types of stuff that came in. So we're just going to do a virtual birthday party for her in our home and decorate the whole crib, boss baby it out. It's lit. DJ Rec out of Chicago is going to do a virtual DJ set dedicated to Loisa. And I mean, you know, we gotta make motives and be creative, right?
Absolutely. And you also just had a show. You all did the Clituation.
Yes.
Live, I saw.
Shout out to DJ Keezy. We were supposed to have our annual Women's Month Clituation last week at First Avenue. That got canceled. live, but, or I should say physically, at First Ave, but it continued virtually. It was amazing. I mean, we kicked it off. Keezy kicked it off. She spun. It was supposed to go till like midnight, literally, but she kept it going till like 2:30 in the morning. I performed Lady Midnight, Sophia Aris, Manchita, Zed out of Milwaukee, a whole bunch of different sisters. I mean, you had people out of their homes from Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Los Angeles. I mean, it was beautiful. I'm so happy that Keezy made that happen. And we all got to make some bread, too, as artists. She had the Cash App for Clituation and, you know, evenly divided it at the end of the night so all of us could walk home with some money, because that's how we make our money, you know, as artists. And without these venues being open, without these stages and contracts that we've had that have had to be canceled or postponed, we don't have any of that income coming in. So whether, you know, you guys think of it as, oh, we're missing out on, you know, a $12 night to go listen to our favorite artists, you know, we're missing out on paying car notes or groceries or diapers, you know, those, all of that equals up to what the life of being an artist is. So
most definitely, you know, for me, I just really hope that during this time can see how essential healthcare not tied to employment is.
Yeah.
People can see how essential art is. So when we're thinking about cutting arts funding, music, you know, visual art classes, theaters from schools, when we're thinking about decreasing the departments in the liberal arts at colleges and universities around the nation, mm-hmm. then remember, it's this time, it's the songs that you all have created, the visual work, the novels, the poems, those are the things that are sustaining people right now. And
this podcast.
We have to think about, what are we valuing? And I hope that's one of the lessons we take away.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I mean, especially when, you know, we're self distributing, we're self producing, it's that self employment key as well. When it comes to the artist life. And I honestly look at the pros of it in this time, because I have ways to stay motivated and creative. You know, both my husband and I are artists. And while, you know, people are freaking out, you know, we both were like, oh, what's gonna happen, what are we gonna do? But then it's like, well, what else do? We create, we live in the moment, you know, and we plan. And right now, planning is to continue to create so that we can develop our income however this new world is going to start spinning economically, you know.
Yeah, most definitely.
And being entertained by our favorite artists, you know, like, not all of us have that celebrity J-Lo, A-Rod, big old crib, who are like, stay inside, we're staying inside, you guys got to do it. I'm like, it's easy for y'all to say that. You have a big ass house
over here. Jamie, he was all like, on Monday we'll go bowling, on Tuesday we'll play tennis, on Thursday we'll swim in our pool, whatever it is.
You know, paintball. You see all these people got a beach in the background, like private, you know, like it's I get it. You know, that's sheltering for you, and good for you. I'm not, you know, I'm not shaming your game, because there's a lot of sacrifice to get there. But Cardi B, actually, she mentioned in her IG story, she talked about this. She's like, all of y'all saying stay home, it ain't, you know, you're not thinking about the Cardi B's before the rap career and the successful rap career. You're not thinking about the folks that are in low income housing and living in poverty and struggling to make ends meet because they've lost their job and they're depending on unemployment. But everybody knows how that is. Everybody been filing, but especially with this administration, there's so much talk of this and talk of that. It's like, let's just mute you, because it's even more depressing to hear all of this being spit out. Like, it's Shark Tank, or like, our government is literally the, you know, playing a reality show, it feels like. So,
yeah, and it all goes back to the values again. It's like that $1.5 trillion stimulus package for Wall Street came real fast. That didn't take weeks or months on end.
Straight
and
up.
You know, I'm not blaming or faulting anybody who works for the unemployment offices, or, you know, trying to get these stimulus checks out to people, but the entire system is completely ridiculous. And $1,200, let's say you are documented, you do have papers, you are citizens, you do get this, you did file your 2018 or 2019 taxes, $1,200 in most places, major cities around the country, does not even cover rent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking a lot about essential workers. You know, my partner works for a corporation, has to go into work still as a quote-unquote essential worker.
Yeah.
And maybe playing them, trying to say, well, we're going to give you $2 extra, but then really they're just sending people home so that they don't have to pay them at all.
It's...
And not compensate them for this time. And they can't get unemployment because they still technically have a job. It's infuriating.
Yeah. And I hope, you know, I got to say, when we talk about government and like when it comes to a federal level, you know, but I honestly want to shout out to our state and local officials who've been doing the best that they can. You know, like I feel like I don't have time to listen to the live broadcast every time the pendejo wants to, you know, talk and give his opinion about this. But I do appreciate hearing from our governor. Like, I want to shout out Governor Waltz because he's a teacher, you know, and he lays it out just like that. And I appreciate feeling like somebody cares. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that somebody's competent enough,
yes,
to figure out what to do in a crisis. I think that's what this is really showing us too, right?
Yeah.
Is that leadership isn't when you're thinking about your next person you're going to vote for. It's thinking about, what kind of leader do you want? And
yeah,
the pendejo in office a couple of days ago said he's more popular than the Monday Night Football and you know his ratings, and he's making all the ratings go up for all these news stations, these fake news stations. And I'm just thinking, like, this is what's leading us allegedly right now, you know?
I know, man, it's crazy. And before, like, this lockdown, before everything just started to blow up, you know, I was able to open up for Bernie Sanders' speech at his rally in St. Paul. And, you know, you see someone who is all about the determination to just get things done for the people. And I just wish people would just wake up to see that instead of having it be a relay race, you know. Especially in these times, we need our health care is to be the priority, and equity for every American, and a voice to be lifted for those who are undocumented that make this country, you know, what it is.
Yeah. And I need all those major news outlets to remember that Biden has not gotten the nomination yet. And
yeah,
I'm so sick of them, you know, giving him all the town halls, giving him all of the press, like he's this alternative to our current pendejo. When I'm like, we still got Bernie. I'm still giving my pennies to Bernie.
And for those of you tuning in, you know, like we, you can talk about who you want and vote for who you want to in the booth, but we're very firm that we endorse Theo Bernie on Latina Theory. So, you know, you can fly with it or you can put your brakes on it, but that's just what it is. And if you want to consult with us on why we feel this, email us at latinatheory@gmail.com. Jessica, before we let go of our listeners, because we are getting to that note, and homegirl, I know you are having Braxton contractions as we record.
Yes, and I'm getting hungry, so it's a weird combination.
I want to just recap about Bad Bunny's latest video that he released last week for Yo Pereo Sola.
Yes, that gave me so much life.
Man, it just is like, yo, this is so dope. I love, he's like my long-lost primo, for those of y'all who don't know. Because he's from Vega Baja, where my family's from. And it's a lot of love to the Jibaros out there. But for those of you who haven't seen it, Bad Bunny is literally in drag for his new video with a message on empowering women and gender fluidity. And he was motivated and inspired and also took hand to be a voice for all of his listeners, especially for the woman, the transgender woman Alexa, who was murdered in Puerto Rico last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you haven't seen the video, definitely check it out. The visuals are just stunning. There's a scene where he's in a car in a field of flowers, and the flowers actually come up, and you can tell that they're humans that are in full flower costume doing a beautiful dance. There's this insane moment where they're perreando, and you look, and it's both Bad Bunny dressed in different gender performances.
Yeah.
Twerking on himself, twerking on herself, which I absolutely love. And I just think it's kind of the anthem we need right now, you know, from coming out of these viral flash mobs we've been talking about before of women, femme, and gender nonconforming people really taking hold of the streets and saying, you know, we won't stand for this. I think it's such a powerful message for somebody like Bad Bunny, who is in a genre like reggaeton, which can have a lot of toxic and hyper-masculinity in it, you know, saying, actually, I'm going to speak out for something else. I'm going to flip this. And how much hate he's been getting, of course, right?
Yeah, no, and, you know, and last month, or I should say in late February, when he was on The Tonight Show, on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, he performed wearing a black t-shirt that said, Mataron a Alexa, no a un hombre con falda. They killed Alexa, not a man with a skirt, because that's what everyone was saying in the news. And, you know, Alexa Negron, like I said, was a transgender woman from Puerto Rico, and she was murdered shortly after someone posted pictures of her in McDonald's being questioned by police. So it all ties into just a sad story. But also Bad Bunny not, you know, throwing it out the window, making sure that these, utilizing his platform, you know, not when it just only comes for like the politics of Puerto Ricans this last summer against the governor, but taking that platform to be a voice for the transgender community as well.
Absolutely. And I just think, you know, the simple line, like, she twerks alone, right? In translated English. I mean, I'm not really in a club anymore like that, but, you know, we remember when we were younger and out, and it was just a given that your ass would be grabbed, right?
Yeah.
And it was just a given that you look back and you wouldn't know who it was because some coward-ass person was up there doing it.
Yep.
And then hiding in the mob of people. It just was something you lived to be expected.
Yep.
And so I really appreciate this anthem, too, and I think, you know, your daughter, or when I eventually have my daughter, and the kind of visual art and performance they're seeing, really empowering. Like, no, I'm going to twerk alone.
Straight up. Like, and let this, be the anthem of this week for the rest of this quarantine. If you find yourself feeling alone, well, put on Bad Bunny's Yo Pereo Sola. And enjoy your time in front of the mirror, and still get your movimiento on. We love y'all. I love you, hermana. Thank you so much for taking time on the other end, the other side of the river.
Yes. Thank you. I'm glad we got to do this, even though we're river apart, phone call away.
Yes.
But yeah, the rest of y'all, stay healthy, stay safe, stay grounded, be kind to yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And make sure you follow us on all of our social media platforms at Latina Theory on Twitter and Instagram. Email us latinatheory@gmail.com. Shout out to Audio Boom, our distributor, for being so amazing. And shout out to y'all. Stay kind to each other. Have patience. And enjoy this time to self-meditate and take care of yourself. Mujer, safe journey on your labor. Bendiciones.
Yes, Ache. And if this baby don't come, we will be with y'all probably next week or so with another episode, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We love y'all. Thanks for tuning in to The Latina Theory.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory.
Antes tú me pichabas.
Tú me pichabas.
Ahora yo picheo. Antes tú no querías. Ahora yo no quiero.
No.
Antes tú me pichabas. Ahora yo picheo. Antes tú no querías. Ahora yo no quiero.
No.
Tranqui, yo perreo sola. Yo perreo sola. Yo perreo sola. Yo perreo sola.
Okay. Ok, ey, ey, ey. Que ningún baboso se le pegue. La disco se prende cuando ella llegue. A los hombres los tienes de hobby. Una malcria como Nairobi. Y tú la ves bebiendo de la botella. Los nenes y las nenas quieren con ella. Tiene más de 20, me enseñó la cédula. Ey, del amor es una incrédula. Ella está soltera antes que se pusiera de moda. No creen amor, le damos el foda. El DJ
y que se joda. En el perreo no se quita, fuma y se pone bellaquita. Se llama si te necesita, pero por ahora está solita, ella perrea sola. Ella perrea sola,
perrea sola, ella perrea sola, sola, sola.
Ella perrea sola. Tiene una amiga problemática y otra que casi ni habla, pero las tres son una diabla. Y ahí se puso mini falda, los Phillies en la Louis Vuitton en la guarda. Y me dice papi, estoy en dura como Nati. Borracha y loca, a ella no le importa, vamos a perrear, la vida es corta. Ey. Y me dice papi, estoy en dura como Nati. Después de las 12 no se comporta, vamos a perrear, la vida es corta.
Antes tú me pichabas,
tú me pichabas,
ahora yo picheo. Antes tú no querías,
pero cuando yo dije
ahora
eso,
yo no quiero.
Pero
no. Antes tú me pichabas,
nah,
ahora yo picheo.
Yo nunca te he pichado, mami.
Antes tú no querías, ahora yo no quiero. No, tranqui, yo perreo sola.
Bye.